with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports. I'm Dion Anglin. The Department of Sports and the Cayman Islands Volleyball Federation say this week's youth volleyball camp has drawn one of its largest groups yet, with more than 60 children taking part each day. This week's youth camp is helping introduce the sport at an earlier age while identifying promising young volleyball athletes for future development. CIVF Technical Director Trevor Thurold says the camp caters to both beginners and more advanced players, with the youngest group, ages 6 to 8, getting a fun, creative introduction to the basics of the game.
The younger age group is like 6 to 8, so they have brought out all my creativity. So we did like beach volleyball, big beach volleyball activities, so they play with the balls. It's just to get them the sort of introduction to the game, so they're developing their skills by using those balls. And the older kids have been actually working on specific skills, and we are seeing some talent, so we have been trying to get those kids to participate in normal national development program. But in all, it's just to introduce the kids at an earlier level.
Thurl says the older participants are already showing potential and are being encouraged to join the national development pathway. He adds that with volleyball not consistently offered at the primary school level, camps like this are essential for exposing children to the sport early and building a stronger foundation for Cayman's future athletes. On another note, the turnout shows growing interest in the sport, but also highlights the need for more coaches and better access to larger training spaces.
The camp itself, I think, has been very successful. We just need more coaches, for sure. If we could have smaller groups, then we will be able to break down the large number.
Thurl says the current venue has been helpful, though, but long-term development would benefit from consistent access to the John Gray Gym, which he believes is the ideal facility for breaking large groups into smaller, skill-focused sessions.
The best place to hold a camp like this is at John Gray, right? So if we are thinking about really developing our kids, that is the main facility, because it has enough space. You could do multiple things at the same time. You could break down the team into smaller groups, right? And I'm very, very happy that they were able to gain access to the Caymana Bay Arc. But a John Gray facility is the type of training facility that the kids will benefit much more from than having them confined to a smaller venue.
He said creating the right training environment is essential as Cayman works to introduce volleyball at earlier ages and build a stronger development pathway for young athletes. In other local sports, Cayman Brac's summer sports program is in full swing, with football and basketball camps now completed and swimming set to begin next week, all ahead of the island's annual Davin Reid T20 cricket tournament. Head of sports Mitchum Sanford says the basketball camp at Layman Scott High School drew just over 30 young athletes and benefited from the return of a popular coach from Grand Cayman.
We had a total of 33 children registered for the camp. Out of that 33, 28 were males and 5 were females. And we're very grateful to have Coach Daniel Augustine from Grand Cayman to come up and help us with our camp. And Daniel is always a very popular coach that everyone looks forward to having in the Brac. So an awesome success, 2 camps down so far this summer.
Sanford says basketball followed the Brac's biggest summer program, the football camp, which attracted 51 registered children and was staffed entirely by local coaches, interns, and community volunteers.
Our first one was our football camp that was held in our first week, and that camp we had 51 registered children attend that camp. That's usually our biggest camp in the Brac. The coaches for our football camp were all local. We didn't require the need for any coaches to be brought in from Grand Cayman. So our own local staff here in the Brac, Sister Island sports staff, along with 3 student interns, and then we brought in some community coaches that assist us throughout the year.
Next week, the Brac shifts into the water with its annual swim camp, which will debut a new ability-based structure using 1-hour training blocks.
We're going to change things up a little bit next week. We're going to give it a trial where we're doing the camp in 1-hour block period, and that's based on an athlete ability. So we start in the morning from 8:30 to 9:30 with kids that are only capable of using the float. So those are for float users. And then the next 1-hour block, 9:30 to 10:30, is non-float users but are not capable of swimming the entire length of the pool. And then from 11 to 12, we move on then with all persons that can do a complete length, and we will move up then to our new 25-meter pool for that last hour.
And on Sunday, cricket takes center stage as the Davin Reid T20 tournament bowls off.
This is our annual Davin Reid T20 tournament. This is our second tournament that we have each year that we start in the summer. So that will start on Sunday. It will be played every Sunday from 3 o'clock in the evening. We have our local four teams that are going to partake in that tournament. And the tournament will run until the end of October, perhaps early November.
Sanford said the BRAC will close out the year with awards for both of its major cricket competitions, the Wesley Gibson T20 and the Davin Reid T20, celebrating another strong year of community sport on the Sister Islands. And a new national record has been set by the under-18 mixed relay team. CIGTV's Lavida Thompson reports.
Cayman Islands Track and Field is celebrating a historic moment on the international stage. The nation's under-18 mixed 4x100-meter relay team has set a new national record at the 2026 NACAC Under-18 Championships in Abizaco, Mexico. The quartet of Jamari Watkiss, Madison Lynn, Talon Blake, and Daquana Howell clocked a time of 44.52 seconds, establishing the first ever Cayman Islands national record in this event. The young athletes showed outstanding speed and teamwork, going toe-to-toe with some of the region's top junior talent. It's a new milestone for Cayman's track and field program and a strong signal of what's to come from the next generation of sprinters. Congratulations to the team for making history and proudly representing the Cayman Islands.
That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.